Morning by First Baptist Church, also by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, and by Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and by Tallgrass Motors.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Well, Jerry Melton's in to give us some information on an upcoming event. We have run some announcements on it, but now to get a little bit more detail and getting a lot more particulars out of the way. Good morning. It's the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up next month, really.
That's right, Charlie, yeah. And believe it or not, it's starting to sneak up on us a little bit.
Yeah, today is the 13th, 28 days in February, so about roughly 2 weeks, and we're there.
I know. We're really excited to be able to have the show. It was such a big calling in this area. Farm and Home Show is pretty much what Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas is all about, and yeah. So we're pretty excited to be able to host that and partner with KGGF 690 up there, as well as our presenting sponsor, Bartlett Co-op Association.
It's going to be, yeah, and I think it's going to be neat because it really fulfills, I think, a need for a lot of people to see in one place a lot of the things that they will need and use around the home.
That's right, Charlie. I mean, it brings together the best of both worlds, agriculture and residential.
Yeah.
We have vendors throughout Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas who will be represented at the show.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're looking for the latest agricultural products and equipment, landscaping and general remodeling, home decor, or just a tasty treat, this is a must-visit show.
So is food?
There will be some food there. I can't tell you everything that's going to be there because when we first started planning the show, we were like, okay, 60, 70 vendors, we will be good. I mean, this is our first year, you know, no big deal. And we're at like 100 sponsors, Charlie. So we have about 90 vendors-ish. And so, I mean, they're still coming in every day. And so every time somebody else hands me another one, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm just blown away how big of a calling that this really is up here. We knew it, but we didn't realize that the big, huge amount that there was.
Well, I mean, you're covering, like you said, so many needs in a family's life. In you know, whether you're a large or small family, it doesn't matter. Because stuff around the home always needs to be updated, remodeled, replaced. Just around the home, indoors or outdoors.
Yeah.
Then when we talk about home and ranch or home and farm, but you know that also, like you said, it includes lawn equipment, lawn services. So again, we're talking right back at the home again.
That's right. I mean, we got even pest solution places on here. We've got some security places on here. We have, oh my goodness, we even have home care place. Like Boulevard Home Care is on with us. Mm-hmm. So even if you're needing that kind of home care actually in the house, there's going to be that as well. We have some banks on with us. We have roofing solutions,
okay.
Extreme Roofing Solutions. That's pretty good one that we have on. We have Heritage Home Realty. So if you're looking for a home, they're there. If you're looking for a car, we have some wonderful sponsors on or maybe a tractor equipment or something around the farm. We have Quality Motor. Make sure I say this. Quality Toyota.
Okay.
And Quality Motors mm-hmm. Company.
Yep.
Sorry. There's so many. Then we have Romans Outdoor Power and Romans Motor Company. Oh, hold on. I butchered it, I think. Quality Motors and Quality Toyota.
Right.
And Romans Outdoor Power and Romans Motor Company. Wow. That is such a mouthful. And they are two of our major sponsors. That's why I wanted to be able to put those out there. And mm-hmm. So they have some wonderful stuff that they're going to be doing out there as well. So make sure you go out and see them. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They're going to be there with us, and they always have wonderful things. And guess what, Charlie? They're going to be giving away one of those hay monsters.
Really?
Yes. And so just from walking around all day, you're going to get a chance to be able to get one of these GoBob hay monsters. And so make sure that you get out there. This is the first time we're actually talking about some of our door prizes because mm-hmm. we're starting to get more and more in.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure you come out. I mean, walking around and get the chance of getting a GoBob hay monster, I mean, I think that's pretty fair
just,
deal.
Just pretty much for showing up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we're going to be giving away two $500 cash prizes each day. So
that's like real money.
That's real money. Yeah, that definitely is real money. And so you can't beat real money. And then we're also going to have another major sponsor out there, Lucas Metalworks.
Okay.
I've seen some of their buildings that they've built, and they're pretty amazing.
It's not your grandmother's metal building anymore.
No, no, it's not. It's not just a little bitty shed in the background. They have a whole bunch of different stuff to be able to offer.
Yeah.
So make sure you stop by and visit with them.
Well, and just looking at metal roofing, you know, now we're talking about something that's durable, something that's most insurance companies will give you a discount because it's you know, damaged less than hailstorms and that sort of thing. So all kinds of reasons just to stop
Which
by and talk to folks at Lucas.
Oklahoma.
You think? In the springtime, maybe?
Yeah, and speaking of that, there'll be some insurance companies there. So make sure that you stop by and talk to one of them as well, because not only do you want to make sure everything looks good and runs well, but you want to also make sure that you're insured as well. And so we've got some different things out there that they're going to be there as well.
Okay.
One of our last, the last one that I wanted to announce a major sponsor was our 4 Mile Trailer Sale Service and Parts.
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing. They do pretty much anything you can imagine with a trailer. And so they sell them, they repair them, they do all kinds of stuff. Repairs, sales, and service, obviously. So
there you go.
And if you just need a part for it, I'm sure that they can order that for you too. So
they may even have it in stock. Just stop by and check it out.
That's yes, amazing. And so we're excited to be able to have those major sponsors on with us, including, you know, Bartlett Co-op Association, who is our big presenting sponsor. They've been a great presenting sponsor for our first year, and we plan to stay with them for a long time. So
sounds like a great deal. It's all coming up the first weekend in March. We will continue and tell a little bit more about what's coming up with the Interstate Farm and Home Show in just a bit on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Talking about the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up on March, I'm trying to think of the dates, the 3rd and 4th, is that right? It's a Friday and Saturday, whether it's the 3rd and 4th or not.
It is the 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
We'll be out at Coffeyville Community College campus, Nellis Hall,
mm-hmm.
Starting at 1 o'clock on Friday, March 3rd.
Okay.
We'll be open there till about 7.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll come back out the next day. We're going to open up the doors for live broadcast about 7 o'clock that Saturday morning. And vendors will be set up and ready to go about 8.
Okay.
And that'll go until about 4 o'clock that afternoon. So plenty of time.
A lot of things going on. You mentioned some live broadcasts. Who's going to be there doing what?
Well, we have Hook and Hunt live broadcast, the Steves. The two Steves that are going to be on
actually,
there.
Their broadcast is going to be earlier than that because they start their broadcast at 5 in the morning.
Yes, but we will be broadcasting live throughout the time. And
okay.
So on Saturday morning on Radio Oklahoma Network,
uh-huh.
Tech Talk Live on KGGF 690 and KWN 1493.3.
Starts at 7:30 every Saturday morning.
Yep, with Charles Mall and Charles Miller. We'll have Green Country Gardener starting about 8 o'clock on both stations as well with Larry Glass.
Uh-huh.
And from 9 a.m. to noon, we'll have our open line with KGGF 690 and consumer calls starting from 9 a.m. to noon. That'll be on Saturday. And then you're also going to get to just meet some of our radio personalities. And so just some of our locals out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll also have Ron Hayes. He is going to be with Radio Oklahoma Network, but he's also the KGGF Farm Director.
Right.
And so he'll be out and about. He might not be out there the whole time, but he will be in and out. So make sure you visit by and stop with him. He loves to be able to talk to you. And so
he's a Hall of Fame member of the NAFB, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, so always happy to talk with Ron.
That's right. And speaking of some popular people, we have our legislators that are going to be out there from Oklahoma and Kansas. Both are going to be there in and out on Friday and Saturday.
Okay,
so
I was talking with Travis Dunlap and Julie Daniels. I know the both of them were going to be there. Earl may have a conflict, so we'll have to see whether he can make it or not.
But like I said, they'll be in and out. They're pretty busy people, so they won't be there the whole time, but they will have a booth set up, and so hopefully we can keep one of them there about the whole time. So.
Okay.
And we will have some from Kansas as well, but I'm not sure exactly who it's going to be yet. So guess it'll be a surprise. You have to come out and see.
Never can tell. We'll see that. And, of course, it's an opportunity to just take a look at some excellent displays. Typically, when some of the businesses that you mentioned are there, they bring their good stuff. You know, they bring maybe their new products or something that is just, you know, some of the best-selling items in their inventory.
That's right. And bring your cash, because some of these places will have things that you can take home and enjoy that day.
Okay.
So, yeah. So come out and meet many of our exhibitors under one roof. Discover new, interesting products and services and find the best resources in construction, remodeling, landscaping, designs, home decor, security, insurance, pretty much anything and everything, it'll be there.
So we got everybody all signed up. We're done taking nominations for the event, right?
Well, I think that they are taking some still. Hopefully we can narrow those all down this week. We want to try to get our pipes and drape and all the good fancy stuff ordered. And so, but I think that they are still taking a few, because we have some stuff that are actually not even booths. So if you think that you can't come out that day, please go ahead and give us a call here at the office.
Well, sure. I mean, if you are a, let's say, an implement dealer or a car dealer or something, that maybe your items are too large to get all of them in Nellis Hall, I bet there'll be a few things outside too.
Oh, yeah. We have all kinds of wonderful things that are going to be outside. Actually, like I said, a lot of these have 30 by 30 booths that are going to be outside. We have about 10 to 11 that are going to be out there. And so we won't only be inside, we'll be outside. But I have had some people say, well, I'm going to the rodeo that weekend, or I'm going here this weekend. Well, we do have some map sponsors. We do have some different things like that. So things, coupons, things that you can stuff in there, just to that last little minute thing that everybody's going to get to take home. And so if that's something that you're interested in, we still do have those things available too.
So it's an opportunity for area businesses to get their name, their information, their products in front of a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. But if you do want a booth, you can still call today, but let's try to call today. But yes, we do have some wonderful space still available, but it is very, very limited, because we don't want to be too crowded, but we do want to be crowded, so if that makes sense.
That's kind of a, I'm going to leave that alone.
We want a lot of people there, but we only have a limited amount of space, so make sure that you're one of the first callers that call in today if you still want a booth.
Okay. Again, this is at Nellis Hall on the Coffeyville Community College campus, and so between the two sets of radio stations, we had to choose someplace, and this was a great space that's available.
Yeah, and if you've never been to that campus, it's a beautiful campus, and it's got a lot of room. It's very spacious, and they've been wonderful people to work with. So we're excited to be able to be out there. Coffeyville, you know, those are our new stations up there, and we're so excited to be able to partner with that station as well. And we're excited for Coffeyville. Come out and join us. It's going to be a fun day. Like I said, there will be food there. Everybody loves food.
Yeah, you haven't talked a lot about the food. Do we have a hint of at least one or two of them that might be on hand?
I do know there will be some places that are going to have some samples.
Okay.
Bluff Creamery is going to be there. I'm sure she'll have a few samples. Daddy Hinkle's, he'll be there. But I do, let's see, I don't think. Usually Sam's Club, they usually bring out some little snacks. Anne Marie and her team, they usually have some fun, good little stuff out there. But I will say that we are going to be having concessions by the Coffeyville Community College. They're going to have their concessions open. So okay. I'm not sure what they're giving us yet, but I do know there will be food.
Okay, so more to come. And it is an opportunity for, first of all, your business to be represented there. If you are not yet part of the list of businesses that will be on hand for the event, how does somebody get signed up?
You can call here at the office. You can call 918-336-1001. Ask for Tammy Brinkman. If she's not in, we'll pass you right on to her. And if you do have any questions about the show, you can also call here and ask for me, Jerry Melton. Same number. And we'll be able to get you hooked up with everything you need.
For the rest of us that are just going to be there and look around and have fun and maybe win a door prize, again, when does everything get started on the Friday the 3rd?
we're going to start at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 1, and it'll go from 1 to 7. And then Saturday, we'll open up about 7 with our broadcast and stuff like that. But vendors will be set up and ready to go about 8, and it'll go till 4 o'clock.
Sound like a fun event, and it's the first of what we hope will be an annual affair.
Absolutely, Charlie.
That sound like a good deal. It is the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up on, well, just a little bit more than 2 weeks from now, March 3rd and 4th at, again, Nellis Hall on the Coffeyville Community College campus. If your business wants to get involved, 918-336-1001, ask for Tammy.
That's right. Like us on Facebook, Interstate Farm and Home Show, and be able to keep up to date with everything that's going on.
Sound like an excellent deal. Thanks for coming in, Jerry, and we'll invite people as we get a little bit closer to the event.
Sounds great. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and we've got more on the way in just a bit.
Congratulations to Evans Nursery for being selected as our radio station business of the day. Today, the staff at Evans Nursery will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the